questions and rabbis will disagree with
me. We're holding the 8th chapter of Shmona Prakim. And with this, we're hitting the culmination of the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avot. The Rambam has explained to us the different facets of the Nefesh and the areas of the Nefesh where God expects us to improve the Nefesh and improve on ourselves. The Rambam has explained the balance which the Torah wants us to have and how we identify the positive traits as being the balanced traits. The Rambam has explained the way the Nevi'im worked on perfecting their traits and how even the Nevi'im had issues where they weren't 100%, no one is 100%. And now in the 8th chapter, the Rambam is going to explore with us the concept of Bechira Chofshit, the fact that we have free will, and the questions that would arise from Tanakh about this concept. So now let's begin and see what the Rambam is teaching us. The Rambam can be misunderstood. In order to fully understand what we're reading now in the Rambam, I would like to ask that you don't ask questions about what he's saying until we give him 5 minutes to talk. Because the Rambam begins by saying one thing and then he explains what he means. So give me 5 minutes before you start asking questions, okay? The Rambam says it is impossible that a person will naturally have either a positive or a negative when it comes to his nature. It cannot be that a person is created a murderer. It cannot be that a person is created a tzaddik. Oh, wait, Rambam is going to explain. You can't say that a person is a born engineer. No one is born knowing how to be an engineer. No one's born being a wicked person, a murderer. But what is possible is that a person's nature is more fitting for a certain positive aspect, a positive trait, or being lacking. Meaning, it can be that a person's nature is attuned in a way that it is more natural for him to be an angry person, to be a wicked person. But that is not to say that he was created wicked. That is to say we are created with free will. But we are created with tendencies which can fashion our lives, or we can overcome them. Every person has his nature, and his nature does have weaknesses and strengths. But his nature does not define whether he will have weaknesses or strengths. We have to be able to overcome our nature. The Torah tells us we were born, and that's the point the Rambam is making here. It's not that a person can be born a wicked person. No such thing. A person is not born a murderer. A person is not born a thief. Just like a person isn't born an engineer. A person may be born with the talent that we had a guy, I was once in a yeshiva where if a person walked in and he didn't bother anyone, so the rule was you don't kick him out. So we had a guy who came in and he was a little bit crazy. There were a few people who were a little bit crazy. But so long as they didn't bother anyone, they let them stay around. They didn't make them leave. One time they got locked out of a room. So he said, just a second, does someone have a bobby pin? Does someone have a clip? So they brought him a paper clip and walked over to the lock, and 10 seconds later the lock was open. The guy had a talent. Did I say there's anything wrong with it? I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. The police were looking for this guy. We found out later when they walked into the yeshiva and they took him away. But he... this was one of the people who just walked in, and the yeshiva's policy was if someone walks in, if he's not bothering anyone, he can stay. We don't kick anyone out. So this guy walked in, and he didn't bother anyone. And when they got locked out of a room, he had a talent, but that doesn't mean he was created to be a lock picker. He had the potential to pick locks. He had the potential to develop that talent. We all are created with potentials and tendencies. And it could be that one person's tendency is to be an angry person, but that doesn't mean he will be an angry person. It means it is more easy for him to acquire the traits of being an angry person, but that doesn't mean that he has to be an angry person. What is possible, says the Rambam, is that within our personality, we have the potential for having certain strengths and certain weaknesses. Shayu pulot elu yoter kalim alav mipulot zulatam. Every person has certain things that are easier for him to do than other things. Meaning one person has a musical ear, it's easy for him to play piano. It's easy for him to catch on to new tunes. Another person doesn't have a musical ear, he could learn to play piano, but it'll take him much more effort. By the same token, when it comes to our traits, our personality, every person has certain traits that come more easily, and certain things he has to work on more. But that doesn't mean that he was created as, let's say, a person who will, we gave examples, be angry, or a person who will steal. It means he was created with a nature that is more susceptible, that will find it easier to adopt that kind of behavior. But we are not created with predetermination that we will behave that way. And this is a very, very important point that the Rambam is addressing, a point that today we're battling again. Today, as the studies of genetics evolve and the studies we understand the brain and the way our reactions are and what causes us to react certain ways, again, we have claims that certain things are beyond man's free will. And again, we have to remember this Rambam because this is crucial for our understanding of the commandments of the Torah. The Torah gives us commandments which people want to say go against our nature. And the Rambam is saying, no, our nature might make it that it's easier for us to take certain paths. But that doesn't mean we're predetermined to take those paths. We might have the potential, we might have the strengths and the abilities to adopt certain lifestyles, but that doesn't mean that we're predetermined to adopt them. We are always given the ability to choose which way we will go in life. Hamashal b'ze, the Rambam says, a mashal, in order to understand this, kegon shaya mizgo note layovesh yoter. For example, if a person's nature is more towards the dry tendency. V'tihe, now the Rambam's explaining this with his explanation of science, so we'll just go along. We don't exactly view things the way the Rambam did medically, but we'll just read it using the Rambam's approach. So let's say a person's tendency is towards dryness. V'tihe mahut mocho zacha ma'etet al achuyot. And the substance of his brain matter, is going to be less damp. It's going to be more pure. Harei adam ze yekal alav hazichronut. A person like this, says the Rambam, because of the way God fashioned him, he's going to have an easier time remembering things. Vavanat einyanim, and understanding concepts is going to come more easily to him. Yotel me adam, more so than a person bal mara levana, who has the tendency to have a white gallbladder. And that person automatically, says the Rambam, is going to have more humidity in his brain, and then he's going to have more difficulty remembering things and understanding concepts. So again, we're working with the Rambam's medical terms, but the Rambam's saying, you see, one person is born with a higher IQ, one person is born with a lower IQ. So yeah, each one can, now each one has different potentials. אבל אם יוזנח אותו שיש בו הכנה במזגו כלפי המעלה הזו. But if we leave the one who has this potential and we don't cultivate him, but rather we let him rot. בלי לימוד, we don't educate him klan at all. ובלי לעורר בו שום כוח, and we don't arouse within him any strength, הרי הוא יישאר שחל בלי ספק. Undoubtedly, he will remain a fool. God gave him a potential to be a genius. Well, either he will use that potential or not. V'chein im yelamdu v'yaskilu, and so too if they teach and educate, oto gas hatva'im, that one who has a more vulgar nature, rav alachuyot, who has a lot of humidity within him, harei hu yilmad, he too can learn, v'yavin, and ultimately he will understand, aval but bekoshi, it'll be hard for him, v'yigia, he'll have to work. So, even though he had a greater potential, God made it that the first guy's tendency was that he could learn a lot, and the second guy's tendency was that it doesn't come easy for him, but if the second guy will cultivate his learning, well, he can gain an education. ולאופן הזה עצמו, and in this exact way, יהיה אדם מזג ליבו יותר חם ממה שראוי מעט. Sometimes a person, the nature of his heart, is that it is warmer than it should be, vaziyamitz. And then God makes it that this person will more easily be a brave person. Klomar, as if to say, sheyesh bo hachana leamitzut. There is within him the preparation, He was given the potential to be a brave person, a bold person. That's how God created him. Ve'im yilumad la'amitzut, and if he's taught to be brave, yiyamitz bekalut, he'll find it easy to be brave. Ve'acher, someone else, mezeg libo kar yoter, the tendency, the climate of his heart is more cold. Yoter min ha'ra'uy, more than is fitting. He's on the other side of the scale. Neither one is balanced, but this guy's on the other side of the scale. Harei yesh bo hachana lemorech ulepachad. We see that the tendencies within him are prepared to be a fearful person, to be a weak person. She'im lomid lekach. If he learns what it means to be a scaredy cat, ve'ugal bazen, he gets accustomed to being fearful. Yikableu bekalut. It'll be easy for him to adopt that type of personality. He has the potential for adopting that. His intrinsic nature is prepared to become that kind of person, but he doesn't have to become that kind of person. It will be more easy for him to be that kind of person. It's interesting. We have a guy in Merkaz Harav who's so timid that sometimes, you think if you look at him the wrong way, he'll start crying. He talks like this, and he's always like hunched over, and he always whispers. But if you ever talk to him in learning, you see that the guy has a tremendous amount of strength and he's very brave. He writes chidushim and he's willing to argue with a lot of people, and he has a brilliant mind, and he's not scared to go out against the common grain. He's a revolutionary. So you see that here's a person that his nature is to be a fearful person, to be a timid person, to be a person that shies from any form of conflict. But in learning, someone was able to teach this person that in learning, you're not shy. In learning, if you have what to say, speak up and say it. And this is the way he is. As much as in every other area in life, he's timid. We once had to talk to someone, an official person. So he said, you talk. So I went forward and spoke, and the guy started yelling at me. So I was persistent. I that's my nature. I don't get so scared just because the guy's yelling at me. So I went on arguing with him, and he yelled at me a second time, and then he got red in the face, and the guy is yelling away. And then we ended the conversation. I was able to convince the guy we'd meet tomorrow on calmer terms, and hopefully we'd work something out. So I come back to this guy, and I said, why'd you send me to the lion's den? He knew the guy better than me. I said, you knew he would yell. I didn't know he would yell. Why'd you send me? So he said to me, you kidding? The first time he would have yelled, I would have started crying. I would have ran away. I couldn't stand there when he's yelling at me. So here's a person that when it comes to learning Torah, he's taught himself the trait that he has an opinion, he'll say it, he'll argue with anyone else. But his natural tendency is to shy away from conflict. So that's what the Rambam's telling us. We might have tendencies, we might have predispositions, but that doesn't force that we will be that kind of person. Part of it is habit, and part of it are learned traits. That's what the Rambam said here. Ve'im yatuhu la'mitzut, but if they take this person whose tendency is to be fearful, and they'll tilt him over to be a brave person, harei bekoshi, you'll see that even though it's hard on him, yiyeh amitz, he will be brave. Aval yiyeh im yugal bekach belisafek. But he will be able to become a brave person if he gets accustomed to it. Notice that one of the things that the Rambam has been stressing throughout the 8 chapters is that one of the ways to acquire traits is habits. We sometimes think that we have to change something in our ways of thinking. We have to change something in our inner neshama, in the way we feel. And the Rambam keeps stressing that we will work externally, and that will change things internally. That if we behave like a modest person, we'll be a modest person. If we behave like a brave person, we'll be a brave person. And one of the ways that we acquire traits is by seeing people who have those traits and learning to behave like them. And that's how we acquire it, from outward, inward. You guys with me? Of course, we can work inwardly, but the Rambam keeps stressing the other way. But yeah?
Does it not draw spread anything when you're talking in blunt terms that basically sometimes hypocrisy is being hypocritical, being on the outside, showing something that you're not necessarily feeling on the inside can be a positive thing?
Right.
And that, for example, also the thing of I don't know if we can link with the concept of the Torah Lishma, that if you're not learning Torah Lishma, by learning for other reasons, it will lead you to learning.
Maybe it's a similar concept.
But
maybe.
Being great and just saying that you are going to be great, they are two totally different things, I think.
The Rambam didn't say you should say you're going to be brave. The Rambam said that a person can acquire the trait of bravery by slowly developing it, by behaving that way, mm-hmm. by getting accustomed to it. I could tell you that, why did I learn to do Bris Milah? Why did I learn it? Because I felt all the time that I can't do it. Just like I was a vegetarian for like 10, 15 years of my life, I said, I can't eat an animal that was once walking. Just because I have more power socially, I'm going to eat that animal. So that was a mistaken attitude. A person shouldn't think that he should be more merciful than his creator. I'm not coming here against anyone. I'm just telling you where I was. But that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with being vegetarian. We said we have to have a class. Rav Tzadik HaKohen discusses the elevations of vegetarianism, and Rav Kook. There's what to be said for vegetarianism. The philosophy I held then was mistaken. But by the same token, I felt I had a weakness that I can't do Bris Milah. I felt like, how could I cut a child? I wasn't even able to look at a Bris Milah. Every time there was a Bris, I'd go to the back. I couldn't see it. So I said to myself, I don't have to be more kind than God. I don't have to be more kind than Avraham Avinu, who is the father of kindness. And if Avraham Avinu did it, and God said we should do it, then it's a good thing. So then the fact that I'm scared of it is a weakness. It means that if I'm given this mitzvah, I'm scared. I can't do the mitzvah. So I said, I'm going to force myself to overcome it. And I remember the first meal I went when I was learning, I had to force myself to look. I never wanted to look. And then the first time I did a bris milah, I came to do the bris, and my hands wouldn't stop shaking. I was standing there. My hands wouldn't stop shaking. And my Rebbe beat me. He said, stop shaking. You're scaring the parents. You can't do that to the parents. And eventually, I said to myself, wait a second. What am I shaking for? I'm doing the baby the biggest favor in the world. I'm doing a mitzvah for him. And if I'm shaking, I'm hurting the parents. The bris will be a good bris, because when I cut, I don't shake. But and slowly, I taught myself that it doesn't work that way. And today I do bris milah. I do 1, 2, 3. I'm not a person can acquire traits. And you're talking about someone who, even when he started learning, had to force himself to look at it. So the Rambam doesn't mean say you're brave. The Rambam says get accustomed to the trait, acquire the trait, behave like you have the trait, and the habit will cause a person to really acquire the trait. I'm not saying that being a moel is any great gvura. I'm just saying that this was something which, this is an example of something where a person doesn't want to do it, and he doesn't acquire it by saying he'll do it. He acquires it by slowly doing it.
ולא ביארתי לך את זה, אלא כדי שלא תחשוב שאותם האזויות שבודים אותם בעלי משפטי המזלות שהם אמת.
The Rambam says, I didn't need to explain this to you, only because I didn't want you to think that those dreams, those thoughts that are invented by those people who think, who judge the constellations, I didn't want you to think they're truth.
Shehem Midamim, they think, Shemoladot B'nei Adam, that depending on where a person is born, this constellation, that constellation, Osot Otam Ba'alei Ma'alah Ba'alei Migrat.
That's what makes a person have a certain strength, a certain weakness.
V'sheadam Muchrach Al Otan HaPe'ulot Al Kol Panim.
And that a person is forced, if he is born during the month of Ma'adim, if he is born under the constellation of Mars, or what's called in the zodiac, I don't know. So then he's got to be either a shochet or that's going to define his traits. And the Rambam says that's not so. No one's traits are defined. What can be is that a person will have a predisposition, but we do not define what kind of person he will be.
Avalata da.
And that the Rambam is going to develop this point, and we're also going to reach the point of discussion if everyone has free will and we could all be a big tzaddik or a big rasha. Then how do we understand where was Paro's free will when God hardened his heart? We're going to get there. The Rambam is working towards that. But first, the Rambam is explaining free will.
Avala.
What?
He had it.
Okay, that's one possible answer, right? Avalata da. But you should know, says the Rambam, שדבר מוסכם הוא מתורתנו, that it, the concept that everyone agrees on from the Torah, ופילוסופיית יוון, and from Greek philosophy also they agree, במה שאימתוהו הוכחות האמיתיות, things that have been proven with true proofs, שכל פעולות האדם מסורות בידו. All of man's actions are within his control. אין עליו הכרח בהם. There's nothing forcing a person to act. Huh? ואין לו מושך חיצוני כלל, and there's no external force that pulls a person and forces him to do something. המתאו כלפי מעלה ומגרד, that tilts him for something that's positive or something that's negative. אלא אם כן היא הכנה מזגית בלבד. The only thing that can be is that a person will have a predisposition to a certain trait, כמו שביאמרנו, as we've explained. ויהיה קל לו דבר מסוים או קשה. And it's true that certain people have certain things easy and certain people have certain things hard. One person feels like he does want to steal, one person doesn't. One person feels like he does want to eat non-kosher, another person doesn't. One person feels like he does want to lie, another person doesn't. One person feels like he wants to brag, another person doesn't. We all have our weaknesses, we all have our tendencies. One person wants to help, another person doesn't. One of the amazing things that you see as parents is that you see when a child is 1 year old, 2 years old, you could already see his predispositions. He has, every person has tendencies. That doesn't force him to become that person. The next amazing thing you see is that just because you see a predisposition in a child at age 1, 2, 3 doesn't mean that that's what the child will become. You see it. We saw one kid that at age 3, 4, 5 he's always sharing. The kid's always sharing. But how does he turn out as an adult? Oh, that depends on how he develops his traits. He has a predisposition to be a kind, sharing person. That doesn't mean he will be a kind, sharing person. You see another kid that they, at age 1 he's already grabbing everything from everyone else, destructive. So he can't stand seeing anyone else hold something. So, okay, does that mean he'll be a destructive person? Not necessarily. The question is, how will he develop? So he has a predisposition, but that doesn't define who he will be.
Also, it determines on how the parents raise the child, and the parents are responsible for teaching him to develop those traits or not develop those traits. But I guess it doesn't go against the fact that
I think that we're going to explore that in the Rambam as we continue. But once you've brought it up, I want to mention something about that. My father has a line that sounds on the surface, like it's funny and maybe cynical, but if you think about it a little bit, then you realize that there's a lot of truth to it. My father often says that we're all victims of our parents' education, and we're all survivors of our parents' homes. So when you think about it, you say, what do you mean? I was a victim, I was a survivor. So what my father means by that is that every person has things that he says, I grew up in a home that's why I have this weakness. I was made accustomed to this. In my parents' home, They didn't eat kosher, so I'm used to not eating kosher. Another guy says, in my parents' home, they never respected people, so I'm used to speaking to people with disrespect. A third guy says, in my parents' home, they never dominated in minyan. I'm used to dominating without a minyan. A fourth guy says, my parents didn't even have a home. I grew up on the road. I didn't have where to learn all the good traits from. Everyone has an excuse. If we're working based on what did the parents educate a person, so it's true, they have a huge role in it. But at the end of the day, every person has their responsibility to take a step back and say, now I can't spend my whole life blaming who I am on my upbringing. I have to take control. I can't let that control who I am. There's a certain amount which is beyond our control. If a person grew up in the jungle in Africa and he's spending his life being shot at, so he's not going to get to Harvard that easily. He may, but it's not going to be easy. Someone else who grew up in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, he might have an easier time getting to Harvard. But beyond the things that are beyond our control, we have the things that are within our control. A person can decide, will I be a kind person or will I not be a kind person? And a person cannot spend his life saying that because I grew up in such and such an environment, and because I underwent such and such things, I will be such and such a person. a lot of what psychologists do is they say, you know why you don't trust people? Because your best friend stabbed you in the back when you were in sixth grade. And then your best friend did you again in eighth grade. And ever since then you don't trust people. Could be. Could be that that's the evolvement. But that's no excuse for continuing to live that way. You with me? And the same thing is true throughout life. We always have to know that life is filled with crises. And the person has to know to overcome them. And not let the trauma of the crisis define who he is. That those were the great people. My father has another beautiful Dvar Torah that when Lot and his wife were running from Sodom being overturned, so the angel takes them and the angel says, look forward and don't look back. If you look back, you become a pillar of salt. So the truth is, I should say my father, my teacher. My father and my teacher says that this is a concept in life. When we, just want to make sure, yeah, when we, when we're in a situation where there's destruction, person left the Holocaust, person underwent something that was traumatic, person has two choices. The angels told Lot, "You want life? Look forward. You want to be bitter, to be salt? Turn back." If you look back and you say, well, it was so bad, look, all my city, all my people, all my family, everything's overturned, then a person becomes a pillar, standing, he can advance, and he becomes salt. He becomes salty, bitter. He can't sweeten. If a person looks forward and says, how will I build? What will I make my future? Then he can continue advancing. Lot looked forward. His wife looked back. She became a pillar of salt. She couldn't continue advancing in life. That's it. She was focused on the depression and everything that happened back then. The people who succeeded after the Holocaust, the people who succeeded after suffering a trauma are those that were able to look forward and say, fine, whatever happened there, I'm burying it. Humbug, as they say. Right? You know, Scrooge? Humbug. But he continued. Yeah.
Shammai takes that same opinion that because Lot, if we bring the case of Lot, that Lot did not look back, he didn't get bogged down, and so he did looking for it. And Beit Hillel says that's true, but you also have to take what you have from the bed. You don't just completely ignore it. You do build. You take that. I was a Holocaust survivor. I take that and I use that to benefit me, and I move forward through that. And that's the opinion that Rav Cook was trying to emphasize. That that's the thing. Take your roots. You don't get stuck in your roots, but you're at your before. But then,
My mother always told me life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you do.
Your mother? Mother was
easy. Run forward, run.
How far? Now we're in the subject. How much personal interest do you have over? Let's say we have different boundaries. The home that defines you as personality. How much you're? We're doing a lot. Your national or your cultural.
I'm also not following.
How far do our national cultural background define us? I
don't think they're supposed to define us at all. I think that the fact that the Torah tells us we're all responsible to be kind, we're all responsible to be patient. So a person can't say, I'm an Irishman, so I have an Irish temper. I'm a Moroccan, so I have a Moroccan temper. A person can't say that. A person can't say, I'm a Yekki, so I'm strict, I don't have patience for people. It doesn't work that way.
What about Jewish
I'm an Irish. I'm not sure if you're an Irish Jew or not Irish Jew, but I know that I think that there are certain tendencies. I've heard certain tendencies like a Jew, like a say certain roles in life. Like a Jew has a role to do mitzvot, do 613 mitzvot. A non-Jew doesn't have that role to do. So are there also maybe similar questions what you're asking? Are there also things that a Jew is more? I mean, Jews we happen to be often in the business world, and say somebody who grew up in Kenya, African, they have a tendency to be more physically active. It might have to do with some of their many generations of things that their forefathers did, including with the Jews, with us, that learning Gemara and learning laws and stuff. it is speculative. Maybe it also has to do with some sort of more internal tendency.
And then you can say when you are yekah, that you have certain stuff, like when you come from a certain country, it's just like this.
I think that
did you behave like how your surrounding was, right?
There are tendencies, and I think those tendencies can be channeled and used as strengths. But at the end of the day, there is a formula, there is a base formula that everyone does have to subscribe to. Where within that formula will I find my special role? What am I going to do to support the Jewish people? So maybe a guy who comes from Kenya and he's got great physical powers, so maybe he'll be a warrior. And maybe a guy who's a businessman, so he'll do business. And then maybe a guy who's a carpenter, he'll build beautiful Aron HaKodesh. Everyone was given a personal strength, and that strength is supposed to be used in the service of Hashem. Kabed et Hashem mehonecha, the verse says in Mishlei. Honor Hashem from your wealth, meaning you have a wealth that I don't have. But we all have a certain base for me that we have to subscribe to. A person can't say that because I come from this and this place, so I that allows me to
my skill in any sort of way that I choose.
Right. There are certain norms, and the norm that the Torah gave us is to perfect certain traits. Now, beyond that, there are things that don't fall within this category, and that's where we could use our strengths to develop other things.
Well, I'm asking because here in Hong Kong we have so many different countries. It seems to be that your personality, like we was stressing it, where you're coming from, so your personality has to be defined by the, by, you know, and that we everybody fit everybody in the stereotype of the country that they come from.
But I think you have to be more specific.
No, I don't
have to be more specific. No, because I know what we talked about this afternoon, so I think you have to be more specific and explain your up more what we discussed.
No, I'm saying on general, for example. If somebody is Greek or somebody is German or somebody is American, you know, I'm just asking how to understand. So
I'm not following what the question is. I'm sorry.
No.
We had a discussion today.
Just don't quote anyone else.
No.
Okay.
We had a very nice conversation, and it was about usually we were talking about something that happened last week. And usually, when I have bad news, I am not really happy if someone he is saying to me like, yeah, take it from the good side, and because I just have very bad mood at that moment. And the thing I would like to do the most at that moment is going to have a beer and complain all the time about it, because it makes me feel better. And I was talking about this with Joseph, and he said like, but I want to I want to improve and I want to see that
the positive side of it, I want to
motivate people. And I said, yeah, but if you're doing that to me, it will drive me crazy.
Right, so
I will get the tendency.
But that you're bringing that other subject so that we are supposed to bring later on. This is the question we're waiting to ask the rabbi.
No, but that's
and
the
then you
question.
Say, and then he said, no. My question here is on national characteristics, how much they define it, and then you brought the issue that perhaps where you come from, your background affects you in that.
What it means? What it mean?
That's what
he
said.
So you said
because
I
now we're talking about nationality.
What does
it mean? The culture, how much they define you. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about.
We talked about that the Mediterranean country was more like the way Joseph acted, and maybe because I'm
and I told him that no.
more European, I'm the way I am.
And I told him that not everything falls under the boxes of the country you come from.
But a lot of the behavior comes from the people. It's
very interesting. So
when you are with all the time with bad people together, you will do bad things. When you're with good people,
we're confusing a few things. Let's just clarify. I think that what you're discussing is different tendencies in conversation. Just like if you come to a Mediterranean country, so they sit real close, and you talk to a guy from Europe and he's like, stay away. You talk to an American, he really wants
personal
to stay space. Away, right?
Give me personal space.
Right? So that's, you wouldn't say this is more right, this is wrong. It's a social norm. By the same token, what do you do when someone says that something is hurting him? So that's also, to an extent, it's a social norm. In some places, you say, oh, that's terrible, and you commiserate with the person. And in some places, you expect the person to tell you what's better. And in some places, both are accepted, and the people who try one way get on some people's nerves, and the people who try the other way get on other people's nerves. It's a little bit hard to know, because different people want different things. And some of this has to do with the different types of people. You know, Jung developed the theory that there are different personality types. And that might not only have to do with nationality. Mm-hmm. But all of this, I don't think, falls into what Chazal were talking about. Because here, what are you going to say? This is more right or that's more right? Maybe it's more right empirically. If you were talking dry halacha, it's more right to try and see the positive in everything. Maybe that's more right. But if what this person right now wants is that you should empathize with him and show him that you feel his pain, you feel his sorrow, and the way you do it is by saying, yeah, that was really bad. That was, whoa, I don't know how you put up with that. That was really bad. Okay, so that's what you want to hear. So then part of the way that we're supposed to help a person is speak his language. So here I don't think that this is going to fall under one category or another. I don't think this falls into the questions we're talking about traits. You're talking about specifics. What's a social norm? What's a norm in conversation, in reaction, in styles? So styles can be defined by countries, and Jews are definitely affected by the country they come from. You see it. You walk into a Sephardi shul. If you're an Ashkenazi like me, you could get insulted 10 times over. People will tell you all kinds of things. You sit and you put one foot on top of the other foot. So a person could say, tch, tch, tch. Right? Now, if you're a Sephardi, so you're used to having someone yell you, tch, tch. But if you're an Ashkenazi, so what did I do? Okay, and there are endless examples of things. Like, what are you going to say? This is right, this is wrong? This is a social norm here. This is a social norm there. It's not a... I don't think there's one right or wrong. Over here it's accepting. People don't get offended by it. You come in, you are offended by it.
But since we went, it was a bit of a tangent. This issue is also another issue. How do you... The practical implication, how you should deal with a person that is under... is in a difficult situation. But also, there's also... We wanted to bring this as a question after. How do you... what is the ideal thing, and what does the Torah wants us... In general, how should our dealings with negative situations be?
So that let's leave for question and answer. Okay? That's remind me, that point already of going into this specific, this far, we have to leave for later.
If I understand this correctly, the law says we are predisposed to a certain condition. And it's, but in no way are we predestined to be a slave. We can predispose to the inclination, and the inclination has a dual aspect of a negative and a positive side, if we use it in a certain way. But in no way are we predestined towards whatever that inclination tells us to do. We can channel that inclination, if I have an inclination to whatever, it has a light aspect and a dark aspect.
Oh, so the Rambam isn't developing that side so far. What the Rambam has said so far is that we could leave it dormant or we could cultivate it. The Rambam hasn't yet discussed the fact that we can channel it. That we haven't gotten to. There's a Gemara that discusses that. Of course, that's true. But right now, what the Rambam has said is that it can be cultivated, it can be left dormant, and can be killed. Meaning, even if a person started out being an angry person, he could overcome it and change it.
Because there's the new idea of homosexuality.
Right.
And homosexuals are saying, it's not my fault. No, it's not my fault, because I have a gland in my brain that makes me homosexual. So in no way, shape, or form do I bear culpability for my actions as a homosexual.
Oh, so that's why this is so important, because what the Rambam is telling us is that it can be that there is a percentage of the population for whom this is a bigger challenge than the rest of the population. But that in no way is an excuse for adopting that form of behavior. And now that's an example of why this concept is so important. And we can understand why this is brought as part of our introduction to Pirkei Avos, because all of Pirkei Avos is telling us how to refine our traits. And in order to be able to accept this, that we can refine our traits, this point has to be accepted first. That every person can be a fine person. Oh, sorry. You know how much?
You only have one person.
Next
city will be here any minute.
Okay, so you're not coming out. I'll fill out the check when you
come. Can you
come now? Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're continuing. Aval sheyeh mukhach o manua, en ze b'shum panim v'ofen. To say that a person is forced or a person cannot attain certain traits, that is not true. That is completely false, says the Rambam. Ve'ilu haya ha'adam muchach b'ma'asav. And if a person were forced, if a person were predetermined to act in a certain way, ki az, then hayu b'telim ha'tzivui v'azara ha'toranim. Then we would have to do away with the commandments and warnings that the Torah commands and warns us. V'haya kol ze lebatala be'echlet. And then it would be pointless that the Torah is telling us how to behave. Because the person has no choice how he'll behave if we say there's predetermined nature. And an outgrowth of this, if we say that everything is predetermined, then there would be no point in education. And what are you training a person for? All this would be for naught. Kevan shal kol panim. You're supposed to give us a receipt, yeah?
Yeah.
Kabbalah. כיוון שעל כל פנים יש לאדם בהכרח מושך חיצוני המושכו לפי דעת הסופרים, כן, למעשה פלוני שיעשה אותו. Because you'll say, what's it worth educating a person? There's always going to be this external factor that drives him to behave differently. ולמדע פלוני שידענו, or driving him to learn a certain nature. Why should a person learn to be an engineer if he's predetermined to be a mechanic, to be a chemist? Why should a person try to educate his students to have certain traits if he's predetermined to have other traits? And if everything were predetermined, then there would be no justification for reward or punishment that the Torah tells us. Ben mitanu ze laze. Ben met Hashem lanu. There would be no justification for a court system punishing or rewarding, nor for God to punish or reward. Kishim, you guys with me, or your heads are in the pizza? Heads are in the pizza. Okay, so we'll pause here and we'll continue after the pizza.
If that's the case, then nobody bears personal responsibility.
Right. That's where the Rambam said it.
But it's not.
So
I mean,
it's not. Are you having pizza?
So it's like America.
It's not.
Yeah.